I thought that I would be a professional vocalist in some capacity.
I wanted to be an optometrist and went out to college, and things changed.
I thought I was going to be an NFL athlete, but at 5'8", 185 pounds, I realized it was not going to happen the way I wanted it to. So I went to college undecided.
When you graduate from high school, do you know exactly what it is that you are going to do?
I don't think so. I keep bouncing back in between different things, but mostly it's based in STEM.
I've considered college and like majoring in music ed or working full-time at a Christian summer camp.
Okay, but like on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you that that is exactly what you're going to do? Like 10 being very sure.
Like a 2.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today, we're focusing on how to help high school students choose a college major or a career based on what God has given them, namely, their personality. If you're a high school junior or senior, this challenge will help you gain clarity and confidence in choosing a career or college major that's right for you. We're calling it the 5 Loaves, 2 Fishes Career Challenge. In this episode, I speak with previous students and parents who have participated in the program. They'll tell you what it's like, why it's important, but also how it can help you make a wise career choice and avoid the costly mistake of choosing the wrong college major or career. It's one way we on the No Loan Zone podcast help students complete the right degree debt-free.
Well, we met in Sunday school, but we probably weren't really aware of each other until like 8th grade, but we were at youth group at church, so.
So you must have been about, what, 14, 15 years old?
Right, yeah, probably there, yeah, like 13, yeah, by when we started hanging out.
That's Matt and Lisa Talmadge. They both attended the MBTI seminar at a retreat through Providence Church while in high school about 15 years ago. Today in their 30s, Matt is an instructional designer, and Elisa is a high school counselor at Magnificat, using her gifts to serve high school girls. So, did you know what you wanted to do after high school? Did you have your career all mapped out?
I did, but that was thanks to you. So, that was a total softball. Yeah, I probably would not have, and I think if you had asked me junior year of high school, I would have had no idea. So, I was all over the place. I thought maybe a police officer, maybe a pilot. Honestly, I was just grasping at straws, hoping something would click.
Okay. And so both of you guys went through the MBTI workshop together. I recall that. Tell me about it, Elisa. I want to know what you remember about this, because this was like maybe, what, 10, 15 years? How many years ago?
Yeah, probably like 15 years ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah. I think I remember this was the first time that I had ever interacted with something that was just about me, and high schoolers love things that are just about them. and I just thought it was so cool that we were like coming in and dissecting all about, you know, just our personalities and what made us us. I don't think before that I had ever thought about that. So I don't know. I remember the process. I remember that you had come in and given us the test. And I think that was maybe on a separate day from then when we were on this retreat that we went on, where we got to learn more about what all that means. My memory is probably not as good as Matt's is in terms of the actual things we were doing.
Matt, tell us about where it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think we had rented.
It was at the Garrett's.
Oh, it was the Garrett's. Yeah, that's right.
It was at the Garrett's house. I remember because they had a refrigerator there with some really old food in it. I mean, like eggs that I don't know, how old are these eggs or whatever. Okay. But it didn't matter to you guys.
No,
not at all.
I think that was the same retreat where some of us slept outside. And then I think somebody got chiggers as a result.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was a great time. I think that was an appealing part as a high schooler was it didn't feel super serious. It didn't feel like we're going to a workshop to determine your future. It was like, oh, we're just going to go hang out and learn about each other and ourselves. So I think that was kind of a big selling point at the time was there wasn't really pressure.
There was one time that I asked the group to just come up with something. I split you up in different types
and you and another person went upstairs. Do you remember they had a pool that you could slide down?
Oh, yeah, like a fire pole. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I thought it was me and Chris, I believe. And yeah, I think we made some weird, they had like taxidermy deer heads, and we somehow did like a weird skit where the deer was talking. It's probably embarrassing to look back on, but...
So how did that help you in terms of trying to get some direction career-wise?
The deer heads or the...
No.
the event. Yeah, that was something where I think I had no idea what I wanted to do for a job. I knew a lot of jobs I didn't want to do, but I didn't know jobs that would work for me or that I thought I would really enjoy. And that was something where basically we went through this course, and then there was a list of, you might be interested in these, or these would work with your personality. And a lot of them were jobs I had never even considered.
So for Matt, the workshop really helped him come away with some solid career options. But for Elisa, she needed more time and perhaps more help from a college advisor. You both took the MBTI in high school. When you graduated from high school, did that workshop, that retreat, that inventory, did it help you in making a career decision?
I don't know. I think what the MBTI did for me was more just give me confidence in who I was and the skill sets that I already had. And so it's always good to feel validated in certain areas of your personality and the things that you love doing or are interested in. So I think for me, with my type coming out as an ENFP, that was very validating that, okay, so yeah, I already know that I'm extroverted and that I like to, you know, think about big ideas with people and that I care a lot about other people. You know, I think all of that like kind of came out through the description of my type. But as far as like how that translated into a career, I think I probably would have benefited at the time from just really getting to know like a college advisor. And unfortunately, I just didn't do that. So that a lot of that was on me.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think I grew up with great parents who were incredibly supportive, but they're not college advisors and they're not career advisors. And so they were very, yeah, supportive of whatever it was that I wanted to do, but that sort of left it up to me. And I was not really, I mean, you know, I was 18 years old. I didn't know all the jobs that were out there. I didn't know all the ways that my personality might fit with something. So yeah, I think it would have been super helpful and super beneficial for me to just have somebody to talk to.
And what is the job that you do now?
So now I'm a school counselor. So I think a big part of that, honestly, is because of my own career journey, because I realized, man, I would have really benefited from this. What if I could help students through career decisions? So to be honest with you, in high school, I didn't even know that school counseling was a profession. So anyway, it took me a while to get there, but now it's my pleasure to be able to help students through that journey.
The Five Loaves, Two Fishes Challenge will be offered at Providence Church on September 25. It's open to high school juniors and seniors and will include the MBTI testing Matt and Elisa mentioned. And this year, I'm inviting parents to be a part of the seminar. Some have already experienced it, and some have already learned the hard lesson of being undecided and going into debt.
I thought I was going to be an NFL athlete, but at 5'8", 185 pounds, I realized it was not going to happen the way I wanted it to. So I went to college undecided.
What would you say to high school students who are thinking about going to college?
So I would say figure out what you want to do. Talk to some people ahead of time. But I would say do not spend a ton of money going to the best private school education when you don't know what you're going to do. I just picked an undecided major at a very expensive institution and was paying for it years beyond going to college. Yeah.
How long did it take you to pay it back?
Maybe 4 years, but when my wife and I got married, we dumped all of our wedding money. All the money people gave us, we dumped on my college loans, and then we kept paying it off. And it took us a year after that to pay it. And once we paid it off, we're like, we're never doing this again. We are never going in debt again.
That was Jim Pavko. He eventually graduated with a degree in marketing, but now works as a pastor of worship. Like Elisa, he understands the cost and pain of being undecided. In our next podcast, we'll talk with parents who have participated in the MBTI seminar and continue our conversation with high school counselor Elisa Talmadge about the common myths and costly mistakes students make when choosing a career or college major. In the meantime, I hope you'll join us on the 25th of September for the Five Loaves, Two Fishes Career Challenge. You can find registration information in the show notes of this podcast. Finally, if you're unsure about your career direction, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through Lorain County Community College called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursuing passionate work and debt-free living. Until next time, my name is Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.